Bearing from the study of the 10 Sefirot, we are in part 6, the 10 Sefirot of Olam HaNikudim, item 1, the words of the Ari. You can send us your questions to kap.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Again, the study of the 10 Sefirot, part 6, the 10 Sefirot of Olam HaNikudim.
In order for us to be on the correct path in the work of the Creator, we need to know a bit about the system, the structure, obviously the way it works, the instances that take place with us, how are we connected to the system, how this system manages us. And in this way, we will know where we are. I understand it's difficult, because we don't feel the system itself that we're in. We don't feel it's working on us. We don't feel that we're reacting to it. But that is exactly the concealed world. That's why it is worth it for us to know it roughly, so we can try every time and again to bring ourselves closer to the feeling that we're in this net of forces, and that they come from none else besides Him. And through this net of connections, He works on us. And we are connected to Him from above downward. We can also work on Him, bestow to Him, the Creator. And in this way, studying about the system is very important. Except for that, during the study itself, we awaken the lights. It doesn't matter as much as we understand them correctly or not at all, but by us engaging in the study of the system, this already brings us to a special illumination that the system which we are in, it works on us. So we are shaking it up, whether we want it or not. It's similar to a baby that's born, even if he knows nothing, he awakens all of realities. You need a bottle for him, you need bed sheets and medicine and a stroller and food and whatnot. A whole world. Even though he's just has no idea about all these things or the importance of these things, that everything was invented and created for him. So we're in a system of the world, so the olamot, they work on us, and we are like babies that were engaging in the system, awakening it, and by this, awakening ourselves to know about the system, and through them, to the inner force, the one, the unique, and the only that's working in the system. So, through all of this study, we become the owners of the system. The part we're starting now, part 6 from the study of the Ten Sefirot, is a very important part, the most important, seriously, it's the most important part of Tess. It's the part that from it we start learning about what the olamot are, the worlds. Because before that, it wasn't like that. It was the four phases, direct light, line in a circle, all kinds of vessels, all kinds of lights, all kinds of elements, components of the whole system. But now we're learning for the first time how this entire system of Havaya organizes itself towards us. That's why it's so important. I invested greatly during my time. You can even see how I ruined the book, if you can see it on the screen. No, not that. My book. Can you shoot here? Why is it like that? I don't know, but... So, here, you see, part 6. It's all full of my writing. And more. With all kinds of additions I put in. And so on. So what I recommend is ruin your books, doesn't matter how, try and connect to this text. You can show me again. Because connecting to the system is very important. Please.
The study of the 10 Sefirot, part 6, the 10 Sefirot of Olam Nikudim, item 1, the words of the Ari. Adam Katmon contains Ab, Sag, Ma, Bon in its Atzmut, essence. Each of these four consists of all four, and Orot stem from it, which are its Anafim, branches. The Ab is in its Mochin and corresponds to Arichan Pin and Abba Da'atzilut. It contains a model of Bechinat Atik Da'atzilut above its Galgalta. Its Sag is from Ozen down to its Tabur, corresponding to Bina Da'atzilut. And its Ma and Bon are from its Tabur down, corresponding to Zon Da'atzilut. Again, item 1, the words of Dari. Ak contains Ab, Sag, Ma, Bon in its Atzmut, essence. Each of these four consists of all four, and Orot stem from it, which are its Anafim, branches. The Ab is in its Mochin and corresponds to Arichanpin and Abba Da'atzilut. It contains a model of Bechinat Atik Da'atzilut above its Galgalta. Its Sag is from Ozen down to its Tabur, corresponding to Bina Da'atzilut. And its Ma and Bon are from its Tabur down, corresponding to Zon Da'atzilut.
So, he already wants to give us in parallel to say that the world of Adam Kadmon includes Absag Mabon, except for Gilgalta, which is the Keter. Sometimes we don't count the Keter. So, against Absag Mabon, we have a result from Olam Ak to the next Olam called Olam Atzilut. Keep going.
Opnimi inner light, item 1. Ak contains this study that I've begun with is the most profound of all the Ari's lessons regarding Olam Nikudim, and should have been presented at the end of the part. However, in this section, Dari gave us the key by which he explains all the future issues before us in the 10 Sefirot, the Nikudim. Hence, the reader must know and remember it well before examining the concept themselves.
When he writes the Rav, he means the Ari, that he's interpreting him. The whole study of the Ten Sefirot is an interpretation of the Tree of Life by the Ari.
First, we must know which of the Partsufim of Ak the Ari refers to in this case. As we know, there are five Partsufim in Ak. However, the Ari has already notified us that in the first two Partsufim of Ak, namely Partsuf Keter de Ak and Partsuf Ab de Ak, we have no permission to speak of. The study begins only in Partsuf Sag from Bechinat Ozen down, meaning its koma, level, degree, is only up to Bina, as Bina Derosh is called Ozen. That teaches us that the Ari speaks of Partsuf Sag de Ak here, and the details and matters elucidated before us revolve only around that partsuf.
Meaning, what we can do or even engage in is from Bina and downward in the general Havaya. Even more correct to say from the middle of Bina and downward. We remember from Dalet Bchinot Dor Yashar, we have Bchinat Shoresh, the root, which is the light. Afterwards, it builds the vessel, which is Bchina Aleph, in Dalet Bchinot Dor Yashar, and fills it with Or Chochmah. Then Bchina Aleph starts responding that she doesn't want to receive, but wants to resemble that light to the nature of the light filling her. That's why she becomes a vessel of bestowal, like the Keter, called Bina. And she's filled with Or Chasadim by not receiving, but by resembling Keter, by bestowing. And then, when she feels that, yes, she wants to bestow, she discovers she has nothing to bestow to the emanator, because she doesn't have the source of bestowal. That's why she's second to the emanator. So how can she bestow pleasure to the emanator to do what the emanator wants? Then she discovers Bina inside her, the new will to receive, that she does want to receive, but in order to give contentment to the maker. That's already called Zat, the Bina, the bottom part of Bina. So she develops that idea, or the beten of the ima, and from there she gives birth to that desire to bestow to the emanator called Zeranpin, and then her deficiency to bestow to the emanator called Malchut. That's why the whole structure of reality that is revealed to us is from Zat de Bina, called Yisut, or Beten of Ima, and from here onward, we mainly study about all of creation. Keep going.
He says that it contains Ab, Sag, Ma, Bon in its Atzmut, essence, which are the four komot, four levels that come out over the above four Bechinot. These are Bechina Gimel, extending Komat Chochmah, called Havaya de Ab. Bchina Bet, extending Komat Bina, called Havaya de Sag. Bchina Aleph, extending Komat Zeranpin, called Havaya de Ma. And Komat Malchut, called Bon. Each of them contains all four, as he explains henceforth.
I want to say that even to look into the book by not understanding anything, it also connects me to the emanator. The greatest Kabbalist We had a few of them, but the greatest for us, the closest for us, is the Ari. He is already a Kabbalist that from him onward, we say that Gemar Tikkun, the days of the Messiah started from the way he revealed the Kabbalah. And if we look at what Baal HaSulam wrote from the Ari, that also helps us. So it's worth not only to listen, but also to look at the letters. Even those who can't read. Please.
Orot stem from it, which are its branches. They are called Se'arot Reisha and Se'arot Dikna, emanated from this Rosh Desag De'ak. Indeed, know that everything said here is but Shorashim, roots to the items in Olam Atzilut. Although they are not operative here, they are nonetheless rooted here.
All the things that we'll discover later on, in all the olamot, the partsufim, neshamot, that their roots are here, in Sag De'ak.
The Ab is in its mochin. Here we must remember everything that's been explained regarding the emanation of the first three partsufim of Ak, very briefly explained in the Ari's words in part 5. He calls the first partsuf of Ak Hitpashtut Aleph, the first expansion. Partsuf Ab De'ak Hitpashtut Bet, the second expansion. And partsuf Sag De'ak, the second Bechina of Hitpashtut Bet, second expansion. We must generally remember all the words brought by the Ari here, and everything explained there in Or Pnimi, for I will not repeat anything here, only use the names. You already know that every Tachton, lower one, clothes its Elyon, upper one, only from the Peh down, meaning from the place it is rooted and where it emerges, which is the Malchut of the Rosh of its Elyon, upper one. This is where the Tachton, the lower one, emerges from. Hence, Keter of Rosh the Sag is called Ozen, because Or Bina, called Ozen, closes the Kli de Keter. He, in turn, closes his Partsuf Elyon, his upper Partsuf, called Ab, from the Pe down. Know that this Guf, the Ab, clothed in Rosh the Sag, becomes a Neshama and Mochin to the Rosh the Sag. It is written, the Ab is in its Mochin and corresponds to Arichanpin and Abba de Atzilut. It is so because Guf Ab, clothed in Rosh the Sag, are Bechinat Mochin to the Rosh the Sag.
Part of the upper partsuf that is clothed in the lower one is called neshama towards the lower one, which is called its guf. That's how it is in the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's how the definitions are. That's why that same part of Ab, he's saying, which is chagat of Ab, that are in the kachab of Sag, the rosh of Sag, he calls them neshama to the Sag.
Corresponds to Arichanpin and Abba de Atzilut. Arichanpin is Ab de Ma in Atzilut, and Abba is Ab de Bon in Atzilut, where the five partsufim de Ma and the five partsufim de Bon join together. It is written that Bechinat Guf De'ab, clothed in Rosh De'sag, is equivalent to Arichanpin and Abba De'atzilut.
Meaning everything is measured in the Olamot, one compared to the other, and the relations between them.
Know that this study explains the equivalence of the five Partsufim Desag De'ak with the five Partsufim in Atzilut. This is in order to know how to deduce from one regarding the other, and how the branches connect and concatenate from their Shorashim, from the roots. It is also to study the Elyon, the upper one, through the Tachton, through the lower one. And this is immeasurably beneficial.
Because the main thing for us is Olam Atzilut, because in it there's already Nishmat Adam Rishon and all the rest of the Neshamot that come out from it. And there's already the providence and guidance on the Olamot that are also in this world, and uplift from this world to Olam Atzilut. That's why we want here in Sag to check and see what the roots to Olam Atzilut are, because from here we can understand how Olam Atzilut is built, that it manages us. It manages us. Meaning, in order to know what's happening to us, we need to know Olam Atzilut and even know what Sag De'ak is. The root of the root. Yes.
A model of Bechinat Atik Da'atzilut. Partsuf Keter Da'atzilut is called Atik. He says that above Partsuf De'ak, there is another, first Partsuf, meaning Partsuf Keter De'ak, corresponding to Partsuf Atik in Atzilut. Its sag is from Ozen down to its tabur. Partsuf sag de'ak, whose koma, whose level reaches bina, is called Ozen. Everything spoken here stems from it and completes and ends on the tabur. We must thoroughly understand the essence of that tabur, upon which Partsuf sag ends. This tabur is the entire axis upon which all the items in Olam HaNikudim revolve.
This tabur is very important. It's tabur of Ak, that until that tabur we have the five partsufim of Olam Adam Kadmon, that we don't touch them. They don't belong to us. They are as the previous root, the ancient root. And what happens to us, everything that bestows upon us, manages us, those are the partsufim that exist below the tabur of Ak, that them specifically from this part 6, we are starting to learn about them. That's why it's so important that all of our roots are from below the tabur.
Know that in fact, Sag stretches down to the Siyum Raglaim of the inner Ak, called Partsuf Keter. However, after the Tzimtzum of Nehi, after the restriction of Nehi, to be explained later, it rose and ended at the tabur. However, only the Raglaim of Partsuf Ab ended there. This is because from there down is the place of Malchut of the inner Ak, namely Bechinat Daled. Since Malchut the Partsuf Ab had only Avyut, coarseness, the Bechinat Gimel, it could not shine for Bechinat Daled of Malchut the inner Ak, whose place is called Tabur. For that reason, the Raglaim of Partsuf Ab ended above the Tabur. However, the Koma, the level of Partsuf Sag, only reaches Bina. It is known that the Tzimtzum restriction was only on the Or of Chochma, not on the Or of Bina. For that reason, Partsuf Sag could expand and shine below Tabur too, though it doesn't have Masach de Bchinat Daled. You already know that Parzuf Ab is Hitpashtut Bet, the second expansion of the inner Ak, expanding and filling the Kelim emptied in Istalkut Aleph, the first departure. This is the meaning of Hitpashtut Bet, the second expansion, as has been written, and thus Bechinot Zon of the inner Ak below Tabu remained without or. This is so because Hitpashtut Bet, the second expansion, meaning Ab, cannot shine for them, as it doesn't have the Masach needed for Kelim the Bechinat Daled.
Meaning parts of Ab brings the Or Chochmah with it, and Or Chochmah can't go below the general Tabu, because there are no forces there to receive in order to bestow. That's why every Partzuf that has O Chochmah must remain above the Tabu. And below, only a Partzuf filled by O Chasadim can be. And that is the Partzuf of Nekudot Desag that we will learn about in a minute, how it descends below and fills the area below Tabu of Ak. I also should mention that the whole purpose is on filling Malchut Avin Sof, that we fill the Partzuf Galgalta, that skeleton of Galgalta, from its Rosh to its Sof. Meaning above the Tabu and below the Tabu, that everything will be filled with all the vessels, and then that thin line we have from Galgalta, it will become a circle. And then we'll have Gmar Tikkun.
For that reason, the Orot, the Partzuf Sag, came and filled in for the absence of Ab. They expanded to the same Kelim, the zone below Tabur, which could not be filled by Ab. It turns out that the Histalkut of the Orot, the departure of the Orot, of the Kelim, the Partzuf, Keder, the Ak, called Inner Ak, could not be fulfilled once more, but only through two Partzufim, Ab and Sag. Ab filled it to the Tabur, and Sag filled it from Tabur down to its Siyum Raglaim. Sag itself is divided into Te'amim and Nekudot, being Keter the Guf, and the lower nine Sefirot the Guf from Chochma down. Only the first is Pashtut, the first expansion of the Partzuf before it begins to diminish, is the Or Yashar, direct light of that Partzuf, called Or Rachamim. However, from the moment the Masach begins to purify and diminish its koma, its degree, they are no longer Bechinot Or Rachamim. It is so even though the Or Elyon, the upper light, does not stop mating with it on the four Bechinot of its purification, as it generates the four levels of Chochmah, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut on its way. This is the reason they are called Nekudot.
Okay, so if we draw this picture, right, our picture. So we have Galgalta, Osh, Toch, and Sof. Toch of Galgalta, the upper light can expand till here. Then we have Partzuf Ab and Partzuf Sag. Then we have Ma.
Galgalta, Ab, Yitzhak, Ma, Vebon.
Ma and Bon. So, they all expand till the Tabul. And no more. Because below the Tabul, the light of Chokhmah can't appear. So, we have Galgata that expands till the Tabul, and below the Tabul remains empty. Ab that expands till the Tabul because it's the Patsuf of Chokhmah, and below it can't expand at all. Sag expands till the Tabul because it has an illumination of Chokhmah. It's Gimel Deit Lapshut, so it's Gimel Bet. And Nekudot the Sag, when the Sag purifies, they can expand below the Tabul because they have Bet Deit Lapshut and Bet Doviut, Bina. So they can expand below the Tabul until the Siyum, because the Or Chasadim wasn't restricted, as we just read. This is the Chasadim, Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy. And in that Chafetz Chesed, the light can fill Nehi the Galgalta, which here it was empty. For now, this is what we're learning about. Yes.
Where you wrote Rek, empty, this is the soft, the end of Galgalta.
Empty of the light of Chokhmah.
In the structure of the Patsuf, after Tzimtzum Aleph, this part of the soft, it doesn't have the light of Chasadim in it.
I said empty from the light of Chokhmah.
Yeah, I'm asking, if to start with, in a Patsuf after Tzimtzum Aleph...
To start with, there's nothing. But after the Zivug Daka and the Osh, the Patsuf tries to fill itself as much as possible in order to bestow. So there's light, O Chokhmah, here. Here, Chokhmah. And here's Chasadim.
That's my question. So if there's already Chasadim there, why only after Nekudot Yitzhak come down we say that they bring light Chasadim to that place if it already has light of Chasadim?
It's different Chasadim. Good question. Correct question. This is Chasadim from rejection, that I don't want to receive O Chokhmah. That's why I feel myself satisfied in a way called Chasadim. As we learned in part 4 of Istaklut Pnimit, that there are a lot of kinds of lights, and even in Or Chasadim, there are many kinds.
To keep it simple, the light of Chasadim in the Kli, this is a feeling of bestow or the will to bestow?
Yes, but it's different from me rejecting O Chokhmah, and by me wanting to remain with Chasadim, there's a lot of discernments. We'll learn this when we study how Nekudot Yitzhak descend downward. Yes, please. Yeah, you, what can I do? You know him, right? Amikam. Yeah, he's alive.
Yeah, I know everyone here. Almost everyone.
The question is if they know you. Well,
I wanted to ask. In the beginning, he said that every olam is included in another olam, in Olamot Ak.
What, every Olam?
Every Olam is included in another Olam, from Pe to the Raglaim, even. That there's some connection, some correlation between the Olamot. And I remember that the purpose of the Olamot is to conceal the light, and until now, all I hear are good things.
Why is concealment not a good thing?
The concealment, halama, is good for the receiver, for the created being, nivra. But this is a diminution.
It's a preparation for the receiver will be able to receive all the light of Ein Sof.
But Sag is doing the opposite here, seemingly. All of a sudden, Sag does...
It's a wrong approach, I'm sorry. There are laws, rules, that from the first Avaya and Ein Sof, they come and they determine all of the relations between all parts of reality. There aren't decisions in the beginning, reactions, yes, a desire, no. It's all a system. Of the first Avaya, it is now spread out.
So how can it accompany the Nivra, the created being, Adam, if it is such a system that conceals the presence of the Creator, conceals him on the one hand, on the other hand, it gives us this cold system of reactions which are not connected to man's soul.
That's from lack of knowledge, sorry.
That's what I've heard.
So, you heard it for now. Keep listening. There's no such thing that it's not for man. There is no such action because everything cascades according to the Havaya that's supposed to be revealed. End of the action begins with a thought. You have the beginning of creation, the end of creation, and now it all develops from the connection between those two points. More? Yeah.
It is felt that all the olamot, everything that we learn about, this is a high resolution of the four bechinot, four phases of direct light. There is a feeling that there is always a relation between what we learn in every stage
to that first Avaya that we constantly learn about it, correct? And there's nothing but that. That's why it's written, I have not changed Avaya. All we need is to discover everything that is in her. Yeah.
We said two things. That all the roots, shorashim, of all the olamot start from below the tabur. And also, Sag is the root for everything.
Sag is the root for all the development beneath the tabu of Ak, where all the olamot are. Everything is there, below the tabu, because above tabu we have O Chokhmah without any limitations, that it holds all of the thought of creation, and it's like something to lean on, like a pillow that manages all of reality.
So when we say that Sag is the root for everything, it means Sag that goes down below the tabu or Sag above?
The Sag itself. Sag itself has Sag and Ab, and from it and onward is all of reality. Why? Because we learn that Sag is Keter from Dalet Prinat Eor Yashar. Keter is the thought of creation. It's a thought. The beginning of the action that Keter wants to implement is Chokhmah. That Chokhmah comes from the Keter, and Keter builds it without any reaction from her. It's still Chokhmah, just as it was born, that's how it comes out, that's how it exists, and that's it. That is the vessel and the light in it that the Creator devotes for creation. Then comes Bina, a resistance, a collision, an opposite action, which comes out from the Keter and Chochmah, because in the Keter and in Chochmah, there's the point of creation which is opposite of them. And then that oppositeness in Briah starts to be revealed. That black dot on the white background. And when it develops, so we understand that the Bina is a response. What does Bina want? It wants to resemble Keter. Keter bestows, I want to bestow. Keter has nothing. It's chassadim, so I also want chassadim. I don't want chokhmah. But she doesn't want chokhmah. She wants chassadim upon rejecting the chokhmah. So it's already in action on behalf of the created being. That's why creation is called Briah. And from it onward, we start speaking about something that came out of the Creator. And supposedly, it still supposedly, exists on its own right. That's why Keter Chochmah belongs to the emanator, and from Bina, not completely from Bina, from the middle of Bina and below, it belongs to the created being. Yes.
Is it correct to refer to the half of Bina as Sag below the Tabu?
Yeah, we'll learn about it in a second. Yes, mister.
He said it is known that the restriction wasn't just on the light of Chochmah, and not on Or HaBina. And therefore, Patsuf Sag could expand and illuminate below Tabu, although it doesn't have a Masach in Bchinat Daled. How can it be without a Masach? How does it work here?
If I don't want to receive Or Chochmah, and want to be only in Or HaChassadim, then I can expand below to all the vessels and all the lights which are there. It's just speaking in general. Afterwards we'll see how it happens under the conditions that there's a will to receive, masach, limitations. But Sag can do it because it has forces to resist the reception. Yeah.
You said that this chapter is very important. I heard it many times before. What is so important about it?
It's the foundation to the entire system that belongs to man.
But this is in the intellect. It's not...
No. It's not in the intellect. It's a very emotional part. The fact that you're clogged. So you are... I remember I went to the Philharmonic. I don't remember what we were listening to. Yeah, concert, I think it was Rachmaninov or something. And there were people that would cry, and there's people that would go, you know, clean their teeth for now. And yeah, some fall asleep, you know, good. I guess that's what they came for. And more and more. You understand? It all depends on man, as much as he prepares himself, as much as he's ready, as much as he developed. Everybody has the will to receive. The ability to develop himself, everybody has. The main thing, did he do it or not? We are here in order to develop a feeling. Because our feeling, we have emotional vessels. The wisdom just connects the feelings. That's why whoever is more concerned about his inner development, he feels what's going on. He tries to feel. He tries that all of those discernments will go through him, and I'll feel what that is. Just feel it inside, how it happens. And in spiritual vessels, we need to try.
The question is different. Can a Kabbalist understand exactly what is written here?
It's not his problem to even understand. He wants to be in this, in these vessels. He doesn't want to understand. He doesn't want to understand. We are feelings of vessels of feeling. We're the will to receive when I eat something. So I don't care. You know, there's people that how many protein was in here, and calcium, natrium, all kinds of particles, and Mushi is an expert in that. We might have more of them, but I don't know. It used to be his profession. Anyway, I don't care. I don't count. Even the calories, I don't count. And plus natrium, calcium, all those things. I care if it tastes good or not, right? That's why. We are feelings. We taste. They taste and see that the Creator is good. That's it. Okay. Wait. Who is here? New people? Yeah, Moshe. You're still new.
Yeah, I'm very new to all of this. What does it mean that Sag can, because it has a part of Ab, or a part of Bina, and a part of Chochmah, but what does it mean that he can receive the light of Chassidim and go down?
It's a very difficult question, because Sag is the will to receive. And the will to receive, in principle, wants to receive light of Chochmah. The will to receive isn't towards Chassidim. It's the light of Chochmah, but it has a protection, a correction, that it can't receive the light of Chochmah. It does want to be in the light of Bina, O Chassidim. A special kind of correction. Well, you can say, like in this world, if you take, let's say, somebody, one person, a guard at the bank, so it's clear what's going to happen with him and with the bank. If you take somebody else to guard the bank, so it'll also be clear that the bank will remain and he will remain. Meaning it's all about the extent of the correction. They're all egoists, they both want to enjoy life, but they're all corrected in a different way. To start with, everybody's a robber. But Sag got a correction from a special masach that it enjoys the light of Chassidim from being equivalent to the Creator, and he's called free, that he'll have the ability to receive in order to bestow, like Ab. He won't be free. He'll want more to receive in order to bestow contentment, so he's already going to be tied. But now, when all it wants is to bestow in order to bestow, so it's free. It supposedly doesn't touch him. That's the masach that protects him. There are millions here, yes, no, can he take it? No. That's what it feels. Yeah.
And how does he feel that he goes down to other kelim? He still doesn't have Zer'anpin or...
Well, that they raise man, he gets deficiencies and works towards them in order to supply them, but for him, nothing. That's under the condition that he's connected to the other vessels, but for himself, pure, clean. Okay? Moscow.
Добрый день, Раф. У нас три вопроса, если можно. Первый вопрос.
We have three questions.
Басулам ссылается на пятую часть. Вы сказали, что мы ее не будем
изучать. Басулам sends us to part five.
Как-то планируется это исправить эту ситуацию, потому что мы
получаем. It says that there are 16 parts, but in Russian we have only 7. I don't understand. He says that only 7 parts of tests are translated and not all 16. Rav, okay. When we'll get there, perhaps we will have it. But meanwhile, you have a translation for this part? Then go on. Second question. It says that Sag divides into Ta'amim and Nekudot. Can you explain how the division is between Keter and Guf? Rav, no. Later on we'll talk about it in about 50 pages, and there it will be explained. Alexei is asking, I heard that every one of the Patsufim consists all 4. How can one be included of Bon if it's not open up yet? Rav, every partsuf is included from Havaya, which is called Galgalta Ab Sag Mabon. Also, Ab and Sag, they are also included from Galgalta Ab Sag Mabon, because there's not a single partsuf less than 10 sefirot or 5 parts. Keter, Chochma, Binah, Zeranpin, and Malchut, or this is how they're called, like Galgalta Ab Sag Mabon. Okay. Let's continue. No, don't have enough time. Where are we? We are in since the Orot or the Orot.
Okay. So we'll continue the next time. More questions, a few. Who was there? Yeah.
I want to ask about the comparison between Partsufim Galgalta Ab Sag Mabon and for Bchinot of Direct Light. Is there a correlation between them?
Of course, it all comes from Dalet Bchinot.
But he also explains that there is an inversion here.
There are a lot of changes, but it all comes from Dalet Bchinot.
So my specific question is, he writes here that Ab is called Bchina Dalet, Bchina Gimel, and Bchina Bet is called Sag.
I don't know what you're talking about. Where?
In Or Pnimi, item 1, last paragraph, it says, and this is what he means. He says that it is include Ab Sag Mabon in its essence, which are the 4.
Did he say which page?
Where the 6 part starts.
Vitur Aleph.
First column. It is said that it includes Ab Sag Mabon, which are 4 komot that come out over the above 4 prinot, that are prina gimel, extending komat chokma, called havaya de'ab, prina bet, extending komat bina, called havaya de'sag, prina alef daviut, extending komat zeranpin, called havaya de'ma, and komat malchut, called bon. Each of them contains 4, as he explains henceforth.
So my question is, supposedly, it should have been the other way around. because Abu is superior to Sag and Sag is superior to mine, so on, then it should have been that Ab is not called Bechina Gimel, which is lower to Bechina Bet, but the other way around.
Bechina Gimel is lower than Bet?
According to the four phases, we have Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's the order of Bechinot, but not the degrees of the Aviyut. That's why he put an emphasis here. Galgalta comes out on Dalet, so she's the smallest. Ab comes out on Gimel, so it's also small. So the greatest is Bon, the Paltsuf of Bon, the last one.
No, it is the smallest.
Why?
Because of the Aviyut.
Exactly. And the greatest Aviyut is in Galgalta. It's the Rashimot. Take that into account. Dalet, 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 Gimel, Gimel, Bet. That's it. Confusion. What can you do? Here, let Amikam ask. Still, we have to respect the guest. Next, who knows when he's going to come again.
I want to ask about the difference. If the olamot are included from each other, it means that every olam contains a little bit of the olam above or below it.
Of course.
But still, there is a difference. There is a concealment between one olam to another. The purpose is the ha'alama, concealment of the orot.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to understand. Let's say, in people, every person has a certain quality which is added to someone in the same group with him that turns him into a mathematician or a mechanic or a...
Come on.
So the question is, if every olam is included from the other olamot, so what separates them? What
the character, the style of every each one of them?
What
the basic qualities?
But still, they are included from one another.
You're of an orchestra, 100 instruments. They play the same thing, not the same thing, but they play the same composition. So, each one in its own style, each one in its in the partiture. He plays his part. And performs its role. But they all work on one composition. Obviously, there's an integrating, but everyone integrates with his what he has for that general.
So what does it mean that he, that every olam also includes from another, but also there's a difference between one world to another? One plays the violin, one is a conductor, this all he knows is how to blow this stick.
So
what does it mean that he can
bestowing from each and every one through connection with everybody to the conductor? That's it. Yeah, we need to... Well, small question, yeah.
We learn about the roots of the roots. Both are important. And whenever we study, we always look at two types of an upper one, like the group and the creator. What is the importance to see these two different types, these two different volumes in the upper one?
To the creator, you can get close to him, you can aim yourself only through the group. Because before the group, you're an egoist, and you don't know how to stabilize yourself compared to the creator. Only when you go through a 10, you format yourself, establish yourself in a way that you have a plea towards the creator. You can resemble him in something. your expression towards him only after you go through the ten. That's why from the love of the created beings to the love of the creator. And without that, you'll never know how can I be close, directed, standing before him. It's impossible. There are a lot of methods that supposedly bring a person to spirituality. He even feels some disconnection from his will to receive, but it's not a true connection with the Creator. Because they don't work in the connection to restore the vessel of Adam Rishon. And by this,
moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
הם בונים שם שיטה נהוב ועלה ביסוס לא מוכר הלוואי והייתי קרוב מסתובב עם הבלתי נתפס איך אפשר לבנות אהבה מרגיש כמו תינוק ניותם סוג של קנאה מתוקה הם מושיטים לי ידיים הם לא נותנים לי ליפול החברים שלי שיטים לי ידיים הם לא נותנים לי ליפול החברים שלי אתן להם את הכל מאחורי המסך השקוף מילים מקסימות של אור רציתי איתם לעוף אבל הלב שלי שחור מסתובב עם הבלתי נתפס איך אפשר לבנות אהבה אך בכל זאת מרגיש מיותר סוג של קינה מתוקה הם מושיטים לי ידיים הם לא נותנים לי ליפול החברים שלי אתן להם את הכל הם מושיטים לי ידיים הם לא נותנים לי ליפול החברים שלי אתן להם את הכל בעולם הם לא ייתנו לי ליפול אני אתן להם אתן את הכל כי לעולם הם לא ייתנו לי ליפול אני אתן להם את הכל אז הרימו ידיים גבוה לשמיים לחברים שלי לחברים שלי הם מושיטים לי ידיים הם לא נותנים לי ליפול החברים שלי